So welcome everybody. I know there's some new faces, so we're gonna go around the room and do some quick introductions. So think of your favorite color and pet. Let everybody know who you are and what motivates you. But all joking aside, I do welcome you here to the Wasatch Front Regional Council Economic Development District Board Meeting. Today's date is Monday 26th, 2018 for the audio recording. And just to make sure, do we have anybody on the phone? All right, I didn't think so. Let's see, do we have anybody that's asked to be excused, Katie?
We do. We have Mayor Danjoy of Roy, Mayor Porter of South Ogden, and those are the only two.
Okay. Excellent, thank you. So we'll start with Stuart. You want to just tell us your hobbies and...
My likes and dislikes.
All that, yeah.
Yeah. Stuart Clayson, I think I'm technically an alternate for Carlton Christensen. I'm his associate director over the Office of Transportation, Housing, and Regional Office of Transportation, Housing, and Economic Development for Sauk County. As well as being his associate director, I also run the Regional Economic Development Office.
Great. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
So I'm Jim Smith, one of the county commissioners in Davis County, and my hobby is going to Wasatch Front Regional Council meetings.
It's a good hobby.
I seem to be busy with my hobby.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Chris Sloan, Group 1 Real Estate, representing Tooele County.
And I am Debbie Wynn, newly elected Tooele City Mayor.
Thank you.
Kurt Bradburn, newly elected Mayor of Sandy City.
Winnie Stavenford, staff to the Wasatch Front Economic Development District.
Sean Milne, Tooele County Commission and Chair for this committee.
Mike Bowes, Davis Technical College in Caseville.
And Vice Chair.
Carrie Main, Research Director at Workforce Services.
Yvette Woodland, Workforce Development Division with DWS in Salt Lake and Tooele Counties.
Katie Girard and I am Wasatch Front staff and I assist with this committee.
Ted Knowlton, WFRC staff.
I'm Thompson Wartree, and I'll introduce myself in a little more detail later.
Excellent, thank you.
I'm Ned Hacker with the Regional Council staff.
John Louie, most of you know me from my former position at World Trade Center, Utah, now managing a nonprofit called the Emerging Leaders Initiative.
Tom Smith, I'm just visiting.
I'm Neil Wright, I'm a project coordinator for Salt Lake City Department of Economic Development.
I'm Scott Peston with the Regional Council staff.
Excellent. We're just doing some introductions.
Great. Thomas Wadsworth with the Governor's Office of Economic Development.
Great. Thank you very much for being here. All right. With that, we have as part of our regular agenda, public comment period. Is there anyone from the public that would like to make a comment before we get started with the main agenda items? No? Excellent. So you're just going to be like Statler and Walder from the Muppets? The two guys there in the front scenes making comments throughout. Excellent. Make sure they're entertaining comments, okay?
You can catch us at our
I know scenario. Will. I know Don Willie enough to know that they'd be entertaining. All right, so we have a quorum present, and our next item is as governing board members, an action item. So staff has developed a new member packet, and since we do have some new faces, please familiarize yourself with, see here, I know I've got some extra pages in mine. You'll have a page here that's in blue of the board members, the basically members of this committee and the strategy committee. You have a, we have a fairly simple budget as far as the EDD goes, so you should have that in your packet as well. You'll have a copy of our bylaws and our interlocal agreement, our articles of incorporation. Let's see, do they have the, yes, you'll have a stapled version of the brochure. If you would like a more formal copy of our brochure for the Economic Development District and what we do, whether to hand to your constituents or other stakeholders, we have those available as well. And then I think this last one is for a number, okay, we'll go over that later. All right, so in January, all the county COGs took action and identified new board members to the WFRC committees, of which we've gone around the table and we've had introductions, so some of us know that we're new here. Let's see here. That's right. We lost Mayor Bill Applegarth of Riverton City. This means that we have one more position to fill for Salt Lake County Steward, and I assume you and Carlton have perhaps reviewed that, and we'll bring that up with your COG.
Yep, they did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, sure. Basically, the way that our bylaws are set up, when our COG members appoint new members to the board, those five new COG members appoint the remaining, we have 12 total members on our board, so they appoint the remaining board members. With Mayor Applegarth leaving the board, we did have one open position still to fill. Salt Lake County Council of Governments, the Salt Lake COG, took action to recommend Mayor Bradburn from Sandy City to take Mayor Applegarth's place. So that recommendation has been put forward to this board, and we just need to take action to officially approve Mayor Bradburn's position on the board.
So with that, the chair would entertain a motion to that effect if you feel so inclined. So moved. Okay, there's a motion.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to ratify the Salt Lake County COG appointment of Mayor Bradburn from Sandy as Salt Lake County's other open spot. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Shall stand as unanimous. Thank you, and welcome aboard.
Official welcome.
Mr. Chair, if I could just ask you informationally, we've got a lot of TBDs on there. Are we in the process on from an alternate standpoint?
Excellent. Katie or Lanise, would you like to address that?
Yes, yeah. Basically, another bylaws thing, the way it stands for our strategy committee members, you do have the ability to nominate your own alternate. So we do ask, and the next time we have our strategy committee, our full group meet, that's a good reminder, Chris, that we'll just remind them that they need to appoint their alternate.
I just noticed that the one behind my name is no longer.
Yeah. So we have another alternate for Chris's, and we should probably confirm our own strategy committee members as well. One of them would be good to confirm, and the other one will likely change. So that is a good reminder. And so, Chris, thank you very much for bringing that up. If you would go back to your respective appointees and just confirm their interest and give them a very professional but subtle nod to find any replacements if they need them. Yes, Mike.
And just a couple of thoughts. Steve Lyon, his position was replaced at Morgan. I don't know if they're going to refill that one, so I want to communicate with them to see if they want to send someone else.
That's a good point. Their council is meeting, their Council of Governments is meeting tonight. We may be able to get on the agenda to have that position filled tonight. Unlikely. We might be waiting a little bit for that. But thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, and my title is not Applied College, it's Technical College. And then Scott Snelson has retired from Tooele. And Rick Fairbanks, he may be a member of Ogden Exchange Club, but I know him as WRY Pipe Company.
Well, I think that he's the alternate for me, I believe, for Ogden Industrial Development Corp.
Yeah. So it's OIDC, not OIDC. The Exchange Club.
Gotcha.
No, I don't know why they put that in there.
Yeah.
The commonality between he and I is Weber Economic Development Corp. and Ogden Industrial Development Corporation.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Awesome.
Katie, you've got that. Okay, great. Thank you very much for that clarification, too, guys. We really appreciate it. All right.
Excuse me for being late.
No, quite all right. Oh, would you like to introduce yourself? We have some new members with us today.
Scott Parkinson, and I just explained my representation. It's Weber County.
Great, thank you very much. All right, well, our next agenda item speaks to, I've gotten to know Lanise in this role for a number of years, and she's done a fantastic job for us from the very inception, actually. Carlton Christensen was the chair when we first, I was gonna say got codified, but we were gathered, a couple of years even before we were official as a SEDS body, so. Lanise has decided that she wanted to be on to bigger and better things and become a lobbyist. So,
which one? Bigger and better things or a lobbyist?
I love to razz her about it. Go ahead.
No, it's just I've taken, starting in January, the 1st of January, I think many of you know that I'm no longer the Economic Development Director. I took the position here at the Wasatch Front Regional Council as the Government Relations Manager. So I will just say that, not to get into this too much, but I've absolutely loved this board and this committee and everybody around this table. I think just with the small inception period that we have, actually being official in 2014 we were official. We've done some pretty amazing things together, and I look forward to what this committee can do moving forward when we actually make it official and we have a new director in this position. So it's been great. To that point, we are going through the hiring process as we speak. We conducted some interviews today. We're going to conduct some more tomorrow. We hope the position to be filled by the end of the month, I imagine. Ted Knowlton is the Wasatch Front Regional Council's deputy director. If you have anything to add, please feel free.
It's an opportunity to find somebody to fill Lenise's big shoes, and I think it's also an opportunity for the district to, clarify your priorities as that new person starts up. So, as much as we are sorry to see Lenise leave, I think that we can also look at it as an opportunity to think about the new things that you want to focus on.
And in some ways, it's a little bit serendipitous because one of our items today is a new sense that we need to go through. And it will give the new director an opportunity to be a part of that, much like Lenise was from the beginning. And another fortunate thing, if I may say so, is my personal privilege, I'm going to say so, is that thankfully Lenise is still here with the institution to be able to provide and transfer some of the institutional knowledge to whoever that is without being directly over their shoulders. So. We're in good hands here with the staff as a whole,
yeah.
And acknowledging that Ted is here as our deputy director. Andrew did ask to be excused this morning. He's up at the Capitol for obvious reasons. Tis the season to make sure that our bills are funded and passed and everything. WFRC has plenty of those as well. So we have a really great staff, and I know that we'll continue to be in great hands. So,
thank you.
Again,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wouldn't have been so excited about encouraging her to take that new spot if I'd known it was losing her on this side.
That's nice.
Can we take that back?
Yeah.
So, Ted, just find her twin sister. That's all I'm asking.
There you go.
She'll be just fine.
No problem there.
Thanks, Commissioner.
So our next item is the SEDS and our budget. Lenise, would you like to explain how this process will work?
Yeah, so basically, as you all know, the Wasatch Front Economic Development District, one of our main objectives is the development of what we call a Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy, or SEDS. And really what this is, it's a five-year plan. It's it could be considered our region's economic roadmap. It has about a five-year outlook, and it basically, more than anything, I think, other than, we have to create this SEDS, it's what we do, it's our one main product. But even more than that, what it does is it allows this conversation among a variety of areas, a variety of jurisdictions that wouldn't normally take place. And so really the development of that SEDS, the process that happens as we develop it, is really, really important to our region. We update it every year, and then every 5 years we conduct a rewrite. So this year is actually our five-year rewrite. Normally we do that in-house. That's something that I would normally tackle, but with my new position, obviously we have a gap there. So we decided to look outside the organization to get the SEDS developed. We sent out an RFQ. We received a variety of really good consultants that could tackle the development of the SEDS, and we went through our scoring process. And Avenue Consulting, which is Thomas McMurtry, is here from Avenue's Consulting, and we're fortunate to have him, and he's here to give us an introduction as to, I guess, yourself and Molly, and then maybe an overview of what you expect you'll do for that SEDS.
Okay. Give Molly a call.
Hey. Hi, good afternoon.
How are you? So, I think Lenise is turning the time over to us right now.
Yes.
Is that right, Lenise?
Yes, right, Commissioner?
Yep.
Well, you're up projected on our wall here, so you can't see yourself, but everybody else can see you. And then I've got the camera kind of facing the room, but there are a bunch of others that are in the room that you can't see. So, well, I appreciate the time that Lanise has afforded us. Sounds like she's turned the volume up. So just as a point of introduction for me, and then I'll let Molly introduce herself as well. So I'm Thomas McMurtry. I'm a planner here locally. Our office is in Taylorsville. I'm originally from North Carolina, but I've been in Utah for 14 years now, I think. And as a planner, I've been more focused on transportation, but I've done a bunch of plans that are similar to ASEDS, or economic plans for different organizations. And Molly and I have actually teamed together, and we completed the ASEDS in Natrona County for the Casper area. Was it last year or 2016? It overlapped 2 years. It took us several months to kind of put together the whole ASEDS. So, and I was PM, and Molly was largely the lead. And so, again, my background is largely in planning. I'm an AICP certified planner. I've got a master's in business administration, and so I focus more on putting the plans together and writing the documents and those type of things. Molly's background is much more in EDA and economic development stuff. Molly, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Thomas. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to conference in. Can you hear me okay?
Kind of.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thumbs up. We're
is that,
good to go.
Is that, does anybody...
As Thomas said, my background is more in the... I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I don't think any audio is...
Yeah, it's going through the projector, it turns out, so we actually have no ability. So just talk as loud as you can.
And see if you can sort of...
Yeah, I'm going to turn the volume a bit, and you guys can hear me if I use the mic. Yeah, it's up all the way. All right, well, we'll try. Use some of the mic. Okay, Molly, you're good.
Okay, thanks, Thomas. I just was saying that my background is more in the economic development round. I have an education background in finance, accounting, and business administration. So across the docket there. And I've leveraged that skill set with KLJ. I manage our government relations division, but I also handle the economic development projects that come through the company. So as Thomas said, we did the sets for Natrona County in Casper, Wyoming. And I also just recently wrapped up doing a comprehensive economic diversification strategy for Colstrip, Montana, which is slightly different, but based on many of the same principles of ASEDS as you know it. It was designed just to transition a coal economy and try and save what we could of their economical assets and flip it into something that could move forward and be sustainable. And then we also just wrapped up doing a 15-county comprehensive economic strategy overview for 15 counties in the state of Montana, looking at what-if scenarios, again, tied to coal impacts. And so those are some of the most recent ones that I've worked on, but we're very familiar with the process. I also, for several years now, for goodness, probably 6 or 7 years, have been working with different economic development organizations throughout KLJ's territory, which is both Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming and Minnesota, basically, and working with them to develop their strategic plans for 3 to 5 year periods, depending on the organization's needs. And so we really focus on tying those efforts into what you would need for a ASEDS document as well. So we're very familiar with building a variety of documents to fit those ASEDS requirements.
So Molly is in Bismarck, North Dakota, which I don't think she mentioned. She's not here. We got her on FaceTime. I am here. Her and I have put together a plan of kind of how we would tackle ASEDS, and we met with Lanise and talked through a bunch of the details in terms of the timing. And Molly and I both read the entire document and came up with areas that we thought were pretty good on the current ASEDS, and areas that we thought we could really kind of strengthen or refocus or add some additional things and help tie it into the other documents that Wasatch Front is working on, like Wasatch Choice 2050, as well as some of the other ongoing things that that you guys are working on. We want to incorporate new SWOT information that Lanise has kind of mentioned to have, and then build all that into hopefully a little bit more concise document. There's some things within the document we think can be cleaned up a little bit. It is our plan to get that all done this summer. I think Lanise has applied for an extension.
Yes, a 3-month extension.
So we were going to originally bring a draft back to this board in May and have it submitted to the EDA in June. I think we get that extra 3 months, right? We think we can get that.
Yep.
So we will still come to this board in May, but you will likely not see a draft until the summertime, and then we'll wrap it up at the end of the summer and get it submitted to the EDA. So there's several things to kind of do going forward. We need to meet with Bonice and figure out some of the details of the scope. Some of the things we proposed, I think we didn't have all the information when we had originally written the proposal, and so we can move our hours around and be efficient with some of those things so that we can get this done. And I anticipate working very closely with Lanise and Wasatch Front, and then with you guys as well going forward, that you will hear from us and see me, and you know, you'll get communications from us. We might need to talk to some other folks as well, that we'll rely on you guys for some of that stuff going forward.
Yeah, let me just add, I think, and we kind of alluded to this earlier, but I think one really, really important piece as they move forward in developing the sets is working with everybody around this table. Basically, we want to make sure that we're reviewing Sandy City's economic development plan. We want to make sure that we have Salt Lake County's economic development plan, and Weber County's, everybody in this room, so that we have a real understanding. We're not recreating the wheel on anything, but we're using what you've already done and developed and moving it forward in sort of a more regional perspective. And I think you guys do plan on reaching out to make sure that our members and our partners are part of the process. And I just wanted to reiterate that that's an important piece of this.
It is. Ultimately, in our proposal, if you look, we had two big sections. One was project coordination, and the other was actually writing the document, doing the SEDS documentation. Through project coordination, a lot of that is reaching out to you guys in this room, but also all the organizations that we can touch, right? There's, I think, 76 municipalities in our region area, and we kind of want to reach out to all of them, and if there's others as well. So we are envisioning some online outreach and a public comment period where we can, you know, hopefully hear your ideas and get some thoughts from you in terms of, you know, what are some areas where we can strengthen the document? How can we make it better serviceable so that you guys can use it? So if Sandy is applying for an EDA grant, that you've got a good solid SEDS that backs up the things that you want to do, and those type of things. So you'll be hearing from us kind of as we go in terms of, you know, making those coordination, as well as us reaching out to the people that aren't just at the table, right? The other organizations and municipalities that can
focus on. Go ahead, DWS, exactly.
Molly, was there anything you wanted to add about kind of the plan going forward?
Just the one other thing that I did want to point out is that in the end, the document that we give back to you, it's really important that it's a usable document and not some massive bound book that gets put on the shelf. So we really work hard to develop the SEDS that we do into more of a workbook format so that you can bring it to your board meeting and talk through it as needed, or you're able to pull and play, and we tie the metrics for tracking in with the actual plan. So I think there will be some really good usable pieces to this that you'll find value in.
Great, thank you very much, Molly and Tom. I appreciate that. Stuart, you looked at me like you might have a question or a statement earlier. No? Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Are there any... Say again? What was that?
Let's come up with something.
Make it good.
This is exciting.
Exciting. Okay. Any other comments or any questions from any of the board members? I'm sure this is in that mix, but as several of us have participated in the Wasatch 2050 paradigm as of late, I think that compared to 5 years ago, that didn't exist. I mean, we had Envision Utah and certainly the precursor to the Wasatch 2050. But that ought to be as germane to this SEDS and how we're looking that much further out. And I mean, I know it seems, somebody said it, I think, last week here in this room in a different meeting, that it may seem like it's clear out there and it's beyond the political life cycle of most of us in the room, but it's the reality that if that's our target, that's what we're working towards. And we're here now making sure that we make those incremental steps to it. So even though the SEDS will get updated, you know, fairly frequently in terms of 2050, it'd still be good to have that melded together with this and just make sure that we have all of our stakeholders, even maybe the Point of the Mountain Commission would be a really good one to make sure that we've got roped into this as well. There's a lot going on, and for those of us that were at the Capitol this morning in one particular hearing, the House recommended that commission have some pretty significant authority to even participate in the sale of that land that the prison's currently on. And of course, those in the area know that's a huge deal. So anyhow, it is exciting, Stuart. I would agree with that. If there's no other comments, then this is an action item. And on page 3 of the RFQ, you'll find that there's a budget set for this of $25,000. The chair would entertain a motion on adopting that budget and accepting, we can make it one and the same because they go hand in glove together, and accepting Avenue Consulting as our consultant for this new SEDS rewrite or update.
I would make that motion that we accept Avenue, what's your correct title?
We're Avenue Consultants, and Molly would be our sub, she's part of KLJ.
Okay.
So and thereby their assignees.
And their assignees to our $25,000.
Great, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, for that motion.
Second.
Thank you very much, Jim, Commissioner, for that, Commissioner Jim, for that second. All those in favor of proceeding as budgeted with $25,000 in Avenue Consulting and their assignees, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstain? Great, then it'll be noted as unanimous. Great, thank you very much, Molly, for calling in with us.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
Thank you, I look forward to working with you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. All right, Tom, thank you very much. Yeah. That leaves us to other business. We have, I laugh because some of us have seen the Public Meetings Act video a number of times in our political life cycle, but it is very important and not to be taken in a joking manner that we have open meetings. It is a very good and thorough video. If you've seen it before, you do not need to stay. So rest assured, if you've seen it already this year, you do not need to stay, but it is state statute that we all get this training annually. So on the honor code, if you have not watched it already in 2018, please stick around and watch the video. We will have it playing, and you're welcome to stay and chat as you leave, but if there are some folks watching it, please be courteous that they can hear it.
Mr. Chairman, would it be appropriate then to adjourn the meeting? Or do we need to?
Yeah, I'm just going over some other business items. But
prior
yes,
to that.
Yes, very much. We are going to adjourn prior to that, yes. Our next meeting is May 21st, 2018 at 1 p.m. here.
And that will be the entire strategy committee?
Yep, that'll involve blue placards and tan placards. So please, that's do us a favor, do staff a favor if you wouldn't mind, please. Reach out. What's that?
I'm just making sure you've already sent us that one.
Yeah, we should have. Yep.
Thanks,
help us out and give a friendly and professional prod to the other board members and the strategy committee members, if you wouldn't mind, please, just so that we make sure everybody's involved, that they have equal access. And you know, they probably get as bombarded as all of us that are here today do with all the emails and communications. So just that personal outreach would really be helpful. Okay, that's it. So 21st at 1 p.m. here. If there's any other business items, please speak up now or forever hold your peace.
That's the shortest meeting ever.
Yeah, no. And I was the chair, so it's even more miraculous.
I've been a little better. I missed it.
You're going to miss the whole thing.
It's almost like one of Jim's commission meetings. With that, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So can I make a suggestion on that motion? Can you make it to adjourn after the video? That's because they want the video.
The statute.
That they want the video within the meeting. So you'd make the motion now. Those who don't need to see it can leave now, but it will show up on the minutes that the adjournment happened.
I would happily accept that amended motion.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Director, for that advice. Very sage advice. All right, there is a motion. Non-debatable. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I didn't actually ask for a second, but I think Stuart is looking at me, so we're going to go with him. Stuart seconded the motion to adjourn.
Yes, I second the motion. I'm glad I'm getting picked on today.
Well, I'm not trying to pick on you. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, I'm here to support you.
Just means he's the only one paying attention to look at you.
Right. Okay. All right. Meeting shall stand as adjourned. Thank you very much, folks.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time to come to a meeting this brief. Thank you.
I know. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody sticking around for the video?
There is popcorn for you.
I mean, if nobody's going to stick around, then we won't even bother to put it on. But if anybody's sticking around.
And we will be showing this again at the next meeting with the trustee committees. But if you can't stay today, it will be shown next time as well.
Very good.
Well, if I'm the right one staying, I'll watch it.
You'll watch it at me? Okay, great.
I'll see it tomorrow.
Yeah, it is on YouTube. Yeah, we're good, Katie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie. All
right. Thanks again, everybody.
Wow.